My name is Katarina Pleijekoro and I am working at the University of Gothenburg. I like to briefly introduce the article ICT-enabled innovation in technology-rich schools. The article is based on empirical material produced during 2 years of study within the school context in 4 upper secondary schools in a municipality in Sweden that has invested in new technologies through so-called one-to-one laptop initiatives. The implementation studied here has been underpinned with the same argument often used in literature and research for the motivation of technology implementation in education, namely that new technologies is a key enabler for reaching fundamental innovation and modernization of teaching and learning that is needed and required in order for the school to remain competitive in different ways. However, the main results from the analysis of this study showed, in line with other evaluations of one-to-one initiatives, namely that teacher and students use the laptop frequently in their daily work in classroom, but at the same time are teaching and learning conducted in the same way as usual, which means that education could be viewed upon as a traditional practice. Often is this kind of results treated as failures in relation to the expectation of innovative changes and transformation of education. Our point, however, is that this argumentation needs to be challenged. Teaching and learning needs to be understood in relation to the complex web of policy demands, different expectations and requirements the teacher must relate to, and that also constrains what is possible to do in education. This is also the main intention with this article, to identify and understand the organization of daily teaching and learning in terms of how and why technologies are used in educational setting, and in this way try to make visible how desirable changes of education can be realized and what the role of educational technology can be in this process. Hopefully, will this explanation contribute to a more realistic discussion about how education can be transformed so that students are able to acquire the knowledge needed to meet today's and tomorrow's society.